So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
You know, the question is, like, when I lost everything, how did I go back and how did I go and make it again? And, you know, what kind of mindset, what kind of habits did I create, did I put in place? Well, the first thing is, I must have been like 22 years old and, you know, at that time making about $400,000, which was a lot of money back then, you know, and then losing it whilst I worked so hard for it. Thinking to myself, what the heck did I just do? What I came to realize is that because I had the skills, okay, because I had the skills, I had the confidence to just go out and make it again. Sure, it sucked because I remember during this period of my life, my older sister was actually getting married, right? And so she was getting married and here I was trying to make all of this stuff work because I had actually gone into debt as well. I had gone into debt where I was trying to pay off these debts. And because of the fact I learned this one skill, which was selling and selling in person, selling to a group of people, I realized that if I can stay consistent in it, that I'll be able to go and make it back again. And so people ask me all the time, you know, like, what's the skill that you developed? And the skill is very simple. I learned how to sell. I learned how to sell in person. I learned how to sell online. And so when I had lost everything, I went to an event. I went to an event. And true story, this is going to be crazy, but you know, you wanted to hear the crazy story. So here it is. I go to this event in Italy, in a place called Sorrento. And I go to this event. I meet a whole bunch of guys, and one of the guys that I meet, he was making over $100,000 a month. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I just lost everything, and I meet this guy, he's making $100,000 a month, and he has no clue about marketing online. All he knows is how to sell people on the phone, okay? He was like a phone sales closer. He wasn't even in person, he was just on the phone. And so I basically make him a proposition of taking over his email marketing. And I say to him, look, if you pay me $25,000, I'll handle your email marketing. And then whatever profits that come through, then you and I can take a split. And I found out he had at the time about 180,000 leads and he's never done affiliate marketing. Now, prior to that, you know, when I was 21, 22, 23 years old, I had made primarily a lot of my money through affiliate marketing. So here I was thinking, why has this guy got 180,000 subscribers and he's never sent out any emails? He's never sent out any promotions. Like, what the heck is going on here? And so guess what I did? I proposed that. He said yes. Within a week, we closed on that deal. And I remember having like barely any money in my bank account. And calling up, you know, a staff at home and telling him, hey, listen, I need to stay in Italy for another day. Can you cover my costs? And he was like, yeah, just stay out there and just try and close some business deals. And as I came back to London, you know, I started doing this deal. From that one client, I made over $175,000. So that's basically what it was, right? Like, if you can find a person that has a problem, challenge, issue, and they have the capabilities to pay you for your solution, and you can package up, productize, promote a product or service, then you can make money, right? Like, that's always been my thing, right? Like I can go and talk to someone, figure out what their pain points are, you know, whether they want to make more money, they want to grow their business, they want more traffic, and I can show them how to go from zero to six figures, six to seven, seven to eight, and then even to multiple eight figures using what I've learned. And as long as I can help them in their journey, I know that I'll get rewarded. And that's kind of just how I see this. And so when I went to Italy, I went with the intention, because I was given a free ticket. It was like a long story, but whatever. I got this free ticket and I was like, you know, I'm not going to waste this opportunity. I'm just going to go there. And when I went there, I didn't go with the intention, I want to meet a bunch of people, I'm going to close them. I just went with the intention, I want to just go and have fun and see what comes through it. And then obviously this thing happened, and then that transformed my business. And as soon as I changed up like what I was doing with him, so I made like over $175,000 in sales with him, then I was like, okay, you know what? Now what I need to do is I need to, instead of like going after $1,000, $2,000 products, what if I just created a $25,000 program? And so I create the $25,000 program and I sell one or two, I think. And then I go to an event and I sell like four or five of them. Like in one go, I sold a whole bunch. And then I'm like, wow, this is really cool. Let me just focus on high ticket marketing. And you got to understand, this was, gosh, this was 23. This is when I was like 23, right? So we're talking a good 7-8 years ago. And you know, before I knew it, that year we did over $1.2 million. The mindset that I had was, I'm just gonna outwork everyone, I'm gonna outmarket everyone, I'm gonna out hustle, I'm gonna talk to everyone that I can, I'm gonna give as much value as I can, I'm gonna learn as much as I can. And at the time, I didn't have, even when I was making money, I didn't necessarily have so much money for investing in myself, but I always made it a habit to go find mentors, to go find opportunities, to go and find like books and stuff like this. Because what I found was, I can go and learn something from a book that someone has spent years or decades trying to figure out and learn. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do is, I'm just gonna like play full on out. I'm gonna put myself in positions where success can naturally come. And that's another thing as well. Like, I think a lot of people kind of get this wrong. You as an entrepreneur, you know, your income is directly related to how many problems you can solve in the marketplace. It also comes down to your ability to communicate, connect, network with people. So if you do not like talking to people, or if you don't have confidence talking to people, then this is an area that you want to work on. And I see so many entrepreneurs, they kind of just like give up, or they want to sit behind a computer and make money. And sure, you can make money, I know lots of people that do that, but you know, to create real exponential growth, you need to go out there and just meet people, network with them, and whatnot. And so those are some habits that I developed. And here's the thing, you won't be able to help everyone, right? Like, as much as you want to do good, you know, people are going to talk crap about you. They're going to talk bad about your products, even if it's not bad, or even if they, whatever the case is. So it's just like part of the game, and you have to develop thick skin. You have to develop high levels of self-esteem, so that even when these things happen, you just don't take it too personally. You recognize it. And that's why, like, if someone gives me, you know, negative feedback, or if someone gives me praise, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that's fine. Like, whether you see something good about me or not good about me, that's fine. Like, it's not going to really affect my mood, because what used to happen before was all the praise used to get to my head, and anything that didn't go well used to also get to my head. And so I was this roller coaster, emotionally wrecked entrepreneur, until I started learning about, you know, emotional intelligence and how to manage and how to be cool and calm instead of chaotic and all over the place. And so your question in terms of like, why did I start Wealth Academy? Well, why I started Wealth Academy was, I was 26 years old. I remember I was 26 years old, and I went home one day hanging out with my parents, and it must have been like super late at night. And at that time, I had made more than $10 million in sales. Okay, so I made my first 8 figures when I was 26-ish. And I remember telling my dad, you know, I think I want to start teaching other people. And he's like, son, you know, he's a typical dad, so he's protective. He's like, son, you spent so much time, you worked so hard, don't share this with anyone else. And, we laughed it off, or I laughed it off. And I remember doing my first ever event in London. I can't remember. I don't recall if you were there or not, Pete, but I remember doing this event. And then as I was doing this event, I realized how fulfilled I was. And I also realized that the biggest transformation that happens from students is actually through live events, because you can buy endless courses, like you can buy endless books and all of this stuff. But it's when you are in person, when you're seeing flesh to flesh, eye to eye, something else happens, you know? And I just kind of fell in love with that. And so over the next 18 months or so, like when I launched Wealth Academy, we did $10 million in the first, I think it's 14 months or in the first 18 months. Then we went on to do over 150 live events, conferences, seminars, workshops, masterminds. And they still carry on. You know, we do them in London, sometimes in Toronto, Singapore, basically all over the world. And my big vision for that is to really revolutionize how entrepreneurs educate themselves when it comes to business. Because I myself, I went through a lot of pain, a lot of frustration, and I wanted to have just a one place where someone could come in and learn everything to do with wealth. I mean, if you like, if you went and Google how to create wealth, there's a gazillion things, from some people that are good, some people that are very unqualified, some people that are like not qualified at all to teach you. And so I think it's super important that entrepreneurs have a space where they can go into. And that's my long-term vision over the next 5 to 25 years for Wealth Academy. One is definitely building communities. You see Facebook groups, membership sites, recurring membership sites, annually recurring membership sites. I think every single person needs to focus on developing their own community, their own membership, their own society, their own cult, whatever you want to call it. But just like where they're leading a group of people and everyone's growing together, that's one. I think number two for me personally is I want to build something, and you know, I can't share too much right now because it's going to go on for a while, but one of the things I'm planning to build is the platform where all the other entrepreneurs can come and build on top of it. I think the people that are going to be building platforms and they're owning the media channels rather than just like using the media channels, like instead of using Facebook or Instagram, what if you created your own little e-learning center, your own SaaS product, your own community where you can develop deep relationships with people? I think that's important. A couple of sites that I'm going real hard on for the next 1 to 3 years. And every time I do something, I try and plan it out in 1 to 3 years. Not much longer. I have vague visions, but like in 25 years time. But things move so fast, it's not even worth like spending way too much time on something that's going to happen in 20, 30 years time. Because you know, do you even remember what happened in the last 10, 15 years? We didn't even have mobile phones, 15 years ago. What was iPhone? What was Facebook? Like, I remember when we used to go out, we used to have Nokia phones and play snakes on them. And now you have iPhones. So the next 10 to 15 years, we're probably going to have robots walking around. You know, I've got a little robot Hoover. So he just hoovers the whole room. And he actually does a really good job because he doesn't complain. I don't have to pay for it. I just charge it, hit the button, And it hoovers my whole house. And so you don't know how things are going to change. But for myself, I'm focused on building community, building a platform, TikTok, which is a social media site. I hired a couple of kids as interns. And one of them's been kind of telling me to get on TikTok. So that's TikTok, I think, TikTok. It's like a super fast growing social media site. LinkedIn and YouTube. Okay, so those are really my main three platforms that I'm going to be building on in terms of content. I do think that the person that creates the most epic content will win over the next, say, 3 to 5 years. The main reason is there are so many people that are coming online. You know, one of my mentors, a guy called Dr. Peter Diamandis, he wrote the book Abundance and Bold. And what he talks about, this concept called Rising 3 Billion. Which is like over the next, say, 3 to 5 years, 3 billion more people are going to come online. Now, you have to understand right now there's like 8 billion people in the world. From 8 billion people, there's like 2 or 3 billion people, you know, that's online, and about 2 billion of them are on Facebook alone. Some people will say, oh, it's so saturated, blah, 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 all of this stuff. they don't launch the YouTube channel, they don't run Facebook ads, they don't send emails, they don't make Facebook groups because they think, oh, who's going to follow me? But what you don't realize is the next 3 billion that are going to be coming on, like, one, it's exciting and it's scary. Because here's the thing. I think people have been spoiled a lot. Even myself, you know, everything's so easy. You know, placing ads is so easy. Now, what happens when kids from Africa and India and Bangladesh, they've never had internet. And guess what? They now get internet, because that's what's going to happen, right? Internet, like the reach for people to use internet is going to grow bigger. And that's why, you know, all these other third world countries and stuff, they're all going to come online. Now imagine how much hungrier they are going to be. Because I remember when I started Pete, and I met people at your seminar who are, you know, 10, 20 years older than me. They have been at it for a while. You know, they've been doing the whole internet marketing stuff. Like, I don't see half of them. Well, actually, I don't see even 90% of them around, right? So one of the reasons why you don't see them around is because they didn't adapt. And I remember when I started, and I remember looking at everyone, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I'm young. I'm much more hungrier than all of these guys. You know, when we, because I would also go and meet some of these speakers and I would see how they act and how they behave. And I think to myself, like, as soon as I get home, I'm working. Nighttime comes, I'm working. Morning time, I'm working. We'll see who, you know, and I did that 7 days a week for what, 4 or 5 years nonstop. And I grew. I grew for a solid like 9 years before I took a little dip and then I went through my own kind of journey and finding myself and all of those good things. But in terms of like what's happening, if you don't have an online presence right now, if you don't have funnels, if you don't have products, if you're not educating prospects, if you're not building your list, like, you're gonna get left behind so quick. And I see this happen, like, it's just really crazy to see this happening, because the people that I started off with 9 years ago, even 5 years ago, most of them are like, they don't even exist. I see, like, say, Russell Brunson, they were around way before I got in. And sure, there's like 1, 2, 3, maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe 50 of them. But when I first started, you know, and I used to come to your seminars, there used to be like 500 people. I don't see 500 people, you know, rocking stages, doing events, doing online campaigns. So that also kind of tells me, you know what, the next 5 to 10 years, like, put your head down, get to work, find mentors, find people that can help you. If you are stuck, then go and get help. If you don't know what niche, what passion, what product, what service to sell and produce, then you gotta go and find help. Otherwise, you're just gonna sadly get left behind. Number one, and I thank my mom for this, because she just gave me so much love when I was a kid. Because of that love and my grandma's love, I just been very blessed to come from a very loving family. I just developed really high levels of self-esteem, confidence, certainty in myself from a young age. So like when I went and got mentorship, and that's another thing as well, I always got mentorship. When I went and found the mentors and they told me what to do, there was no like if, but, how. If they told me to jump, I'm like, I'm jumping. Don't worry. Don't ask me about if I got a parachute, if I'm going to die. If they told me to go to a seminar, I wouldn't say, I don't have time, I don't have the money. Or I'd be like, don't worry, I'm there. Like, I'll find the money, I'll find the resources, even when I didn't have the money. So I think the number one thing that every single person needs to develop, needs to work on, is their self-esteem, self-confidence, how they carry themselves. Okay. And you're not going to hear this from a lot of people, but I've read enough books. I've spent over $500,000 in my own personal education, mentoring, coaching, consulting, hiring people. A lot of these authors that you see, I would literally go and fly all over the world to go and meet some of these guys for a day. Dan Sullivan, I'd cut a check for 25 grand, spend a day with him. Russell Brunson, I'd pay him 25 grand, get him on the phone for an hour. But Dan Pena, I went to his castle for a week. Like, I can give you endless stories of me investing in these mentorships. And one of the things that I did, again, I worked on my self-esteem, self-confidence. Second, I found mentorship. But I didn't just find mentors. I found the people that I wanted to be like. And then I just went all in. Like, I would just go. Whatever they told me to do, I would just do. And doing those two things. And then the third one is just consistent daily action. Okay. A lot of the times, I'll give you an example. Like right now, I'm relaunching my YouTube channel, right? And it's like I'm posting these videos and they're getting like 50 to 100 views. And I already know like some of my videos got like maybe 20, 30,000 views. And I'm like, why isn't all of my videos like that? Right? Like, why don't I just publish and just get 30,000 views straight away? And I'm like, it's okay. You know what? Because I'm thinking long term, if I publish a video a day, two videos a day, over the next 1 to 3 years, that's a lot of marketing firepower, right? And a lot of the times what happens is, because you have bills to pay, because you have friends and family that are doubting you, because you want to prove to yourself, you want to make money right now, you want to get cash right now, so then you're stuck in thinking in the now, what do I do, what do I do? And you're not thinking out long term, because if you thought long term out, then you would do the small things that really matters, you know, writing a blog post, making sure that you're giving daily valuable content to your people, because heck, they might not buy today, but they might buy in 2 weeks time, 2 months time, 2 years time, even in 10 years time, right? Like I just had a guy who's about to buy one of my coaching programs, and this is like a multiple five-figure investment, and he's like, he's been following my emails for the last 2 months. Now I send out a daily email every single day. If I wasn't consistent with that, guess what would happen? He'd join my list, he'd get emails from someone else, and then he would have gone away. But he was getting consistent daily communication from me. And so for you and for all the listeners, I'd strongly recommend, you know, work on your self-esteem, work on building your self-confidence every single day. Like it's an absolute must. Second, make sure that you go and invest in mentorship and then go all the way. Don't dilly-dally. I see people, when I talk to them, they're like, yeah, I'm following these five guys on Instagram. You know, these influencers are killing me. I'm like, be quiet. Like, you don't even know how much money these influencers are making. A lot of the times, they're broke because they know how to build a brand on Instagram, but they don't know how to build a business. They don't have a big team. They don't know, understand operations, finances, legal, tax. They don't understand none of that stuff. They're just posting pretty pictures. And because you're naive and you know, you look up to this stuff, you get sucked into that world. Guys, like, wake up. So work on finding a mentor and then going deep. Daily consistency will build your marketing muscle, okay? People don't have marketing stamina. You need to be able to do, I'm about to do a webinar tonight, and I'm going to sell a $40,000 program on the actual webinar tonight, okay? And I've done this before. By the way, the first time ever I did a webinar, I sucked so bad. I said to myself, I'm never doing a webinar ever again. And like, I never stopped. I kept at it. Probably on my 50th or 60th webinar, I did one webinar that pulled in more than like $1.2 million from one single campaign, right? And so imagine I stopped doing webinars. So you gotta be consistent. Even if you don't see the results outward, the results are coming from within. Like you're building up that muscle. And if you can get those three things nailed down, I think you'll have a very prosperous future as an entrepreneur.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.